Keepsakes is an official media partner for OtakuFest 2022. We talked to two of the key people behind one of Cebu's sought-after otaku events.
It would be sad that one of the most anticipated annual hobbies convention in Cebu couldn't be held for a year, right?
What has changed in Cebu's cosplay community?
Almost every weekend, yeah, there have been events. I believe there's also going to be an event the weekend before as well.
Is Cebu's cosplaying community also under the Genshin Impact spell?
I was actually doing my grocery, and then when I found someone who's cosplaying Kazuha, I'm like, why is he here? And then I remembered now, oh, it's an Iconic in the Iconic Mall.
That and more with our guests on episode 103 of Keepsakes. Our guest for the show, we have Kev Markian Kang and Altea Angela Rubio from OtakuFest. Mayong buntag, and I hope you are safe there.
Mayong buntag!
Ayan, I hope I said that right because technically we're recording this at night, so it should be mayong gabi. I miss Cebu a lot, and I'm going to miss learning how to speak Cebuano, Bisaya, because technically...
You're doing fine.
So, OtakuFest 2022. It's happening again this time in partnership with the Cebu Cosplayers Guild. So first, we'll go through a set of questions that we've sent in advance to the team. And thank you very much to Alec for coordinating this arrangement to us, with us. And now we're here. We'll start with the first question. So how are things going for the OtakuFest team so far? I know it's a holiday. I know it's your days, weeks away from the main event. How are you doing, guys?
Well, I have to be honest here. We are currently under pressure to make OtakuFest enjoyable for everyone. Well, for every hobbyist out there. Since it's our aim to connect the world one hobby at a time, right? I think you are aware of our line. So we want to accommodate as many hobbies as we can. So we're really working hard right now. And as the date gets closer, I can feel my heart beating louder. But nice. Definitely, despite the pressure, the team is more excited to finally organize OtakuFest physically again. Mm-hmm. And of course, meeting our congoers, especially those who have been with us since the first season. Right, Kim?
It's a really good time for us, especially now. We're trying our best to keep everything on the up and up, and we're trying to make the con itself very successful, both for us as organizers and for, of course, our con goers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, in that regard, ano, talagang andami, every year, the last OtakuFest that you had, 2021, was a virtual edition, right? Or...
Yes,
tama, no?
It was.
A virtual edition.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah. What are, you're transitioning back to the physical space. How's it going? Was it difficult or was it not that difficult?
Well, to be in the space and to be in where we are currently, it was quite a challenge, especially since the current climate is still a bit iffy. But mm-hmm. I think us at OtakuFest were really trying to bring back the spirit of having physical events, because for us, I guess the physical events really allows us to, you know, see the happy smiles of our con goers, even seeing the feedback directly from the people who are attending. And we've tried our best to get the best possible place where we can do all of that and as well as enjoy the hobbies that we all love.
I remember that you're now this year's OtakuFest will be held in partnership with the CCG. So yeah, tell us more about can you tell us more about the story of how this partnership happened? I know it's off the list of questions that we had.
So OtakuFest wanted to begin branching out more towards to our fellow con organizers. We wanted to have more of a feedback and as well as spreading our wings a bit more, because before we used to be quite limited into with the organizers that we used to have. I'm sure that many people are aware that at least here in Cebu, people know that this con is usually held and organized by the students of the University of the Philippines, Cebu. But I believe this year, our executive committee wanted to try starting branching out with and talking with other organizers. And CCG was one of the ones who we were already very close to, especially with our executive committee. So the natural progression was to start talking, having talks with them, and, well, having this big event such as Otaku Fest. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're also lucky that the CCG organizers were also, we easily coordinated with them. And mm-hmm. then we had that connection because, you know, we're both otakus, and then they have organized a lot of programs that including the anime competition. So we had that connection already. It was kind of smooth, in my opinion.
Mm, nice, nice. Understanding that I've been to Cebu, I've met like when CCG had their cafe at J Center, no? I forgot what it was. It's called the Kawaii Cafe.
I believe so, yes.
So, you know, I've also met with the CCG guys. Hi, Griffith. So, yeah, very, very interesting times for CCG, no, understanding and knowing that Griffith's going back and forth from Cebu to Manila to host events with OZine at the same time. Maraming events ang na-organize along the way na it felt like every week there's an event in Cebu.
Well, to be honest, yes. almost every weekend, yeah, there have been mm-hmm. events. I believe there's also going to be an event before Otaku Fest, the weekend before as well.
Wow. So, marami nga. Marami. Kaayo. Sobrang dami. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, the next question I have in mind is... what's new? What's new for this year's Otaku Fest? What should we look forward to? Who should we look forward to?
Well, actually, Otaku Fest has always been an outside event, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one major change for this year is that Otaku Fest, for the first time, will be held indoors. So that's one thing to look forward to and make mm-hmm. a comment about after the event. Like, how is OF gonna be as an indoor event? So maybe you can ask that to our congoers during and after the event. Also,
nice.
Also our hobbies, our space as otakus are expanding, so we try to accommodate every hobby we can. And so for this year, we have also invited VTubers as guests. I think we all noticed how their fandom was expanding through the recent years, so we are hoping that their fans and other otakus would be able to enjoy interacting or meeting with them. You can look forward to that. What else, Gabe?
So there are a lot of things that are new, but also there are some things that are returning. So, but obviously one of the new things that are coming that is coming is our collaboration with CCG. So this also means that a lot of the types of events that CCG holds, usually in their own events, we will also be having those as our own stage events. So things such as our announced ramen eating competition, things like the Gunpla competition. We also have our mainstay, three mainstays, which is a Asian pop dance, cosplay competition, as well as Japanese singing competition. So a lot of new things, but also a lot of returning things. And a lot of the things that are also returning, things like Mobile Legends tournaments, we're also bringing that back. We also have some card games like Card Fight Vanguard and Yu-Gi-Oh! So there's going to be a lot of returning things, a lot of new things, and I hope every con-goer, at least there's something for every con-goer in Otaku Fest 2022.
Nice, nice. It's really interesting that VTubers also have reached, you know, Cebu's cosplay, anime cosplay community, because in Manila right here, there are many, I personally have covered events for the past decade or so, and recently I've glued my focus on VTubers as someone who writes for this VTuber news website called Newsdrop. And knowing that you have a VTuber guest, tama no, Pocato Grills from Ikaso Live.
Yes.
Well, when you say VTubers, neuron activation.
Very true, very true.
It's a very neuron activation moment. All right, okay. So, you've mentioned some of the challenges that you've had for Otaku Fest this year as we go along with the conversation. What's the biggest one?
Kim, you first.
So, one of the biggest challenges that we've noticed as both of us by the way, as co-chiefs for Otaku Fest 2020, is actually getting everything set up and getting all of the plans to go smoothly. Some things in the back end that people don't really get to see, some changes, some problems here and there, but hopefully all of our hard work can result into a really, really good experience for our congoers, and that's really our biggest biggest drive as Otaku Fest organizers.
Yeah, I agree with Keith. It was setting it all up under the new normal and major changes brought by the pandemic and the consequences brought by the typhoon. That was really challenging. There were a lot of adjustments to be made, but we want to keep it within the team because, you know, being mysterious is a charm.
Yeah, actually, yes. There are just some things na talagang kailangan i-keep under wraps. The element of suspense, the element of surprise needs to be preserved.
Yes, right. Of course.
So, despite all of this, ano, why do we still hold Otaku Fest every year?
Well, you see, Otaku Fest have something like FOMO, fear of missing out. No, kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But kidding aside, we try our best not to skip a year. We even had the online version last 2021. You mentioned it. Because we know that our congoers, hobbyists, otakus, needed a space where they can be who they want to be, express what they want to express, and be with people that are similar with them in any way. They needed a space where, after many tragedies or simply challenges that have happened in their lives, they can forget about them even for a day or two, and get closer to their preferred anime or manga, K-pop or movie world. So it's like, as much as possible, we don't want to keep congoers hungry for 1 year. And besides, it would be sad that one of the most anticipated annual hobbies convention in Cebu couldn't be held for a year, right?
Yes. Parang may, do you have like a running streak?
Yeah. So far, we haven't skipped a year pa.
Ever since 2008, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yes.
Malapit na, mga 6 years na lang before you... 2028, which means pag hindi pa kayo nag-skip ng isang taon until 2028, that you will be holding Otaku Fest for 20 years.
Yeah, that would be the
case. Hopefully.
God willing. Alright, so before we proceed, let's go on to our guests. So, Cheres, one of the figures in Cebu's cosplay community, and Sally, Dora Snow. The first time I saw her, I met her was at a cosplay up in QC. Yeah, Cheres and Sally Dora Snow. How did this happen? Of course, Cheres, no questions. Bisaygid, what made you interested to invite Sally to Otaku Fest?
Interestingly enough, the ones who actually brought this up with us was actually CCG. They were the ones who really pushed for having these guests over, and us at Otaku Fest, we also had thoughts about bringing in our own guests, and we decided that this would be a really good way to have a bit of an interest for a further interest for Otaku Fest. So we decided on these guests as well. I hope that these guests can help bring Otaku Fest into the light of, you know, the mainstream as a convention here in the Philippines.
I see. And may mga interested na rin na mga, let's say, visitors coming from Manila. Well, of course, yours truly got invited to join or to visit Otaku Fest. Eventually, I secured a media partnership because why not? It's Cebu. The first time we went to Cebu was like years ago, mga 2016, 17. Yeah, around 2017, 2018, 2019. 2018-2019 rather. Yan. 2018 was the first Otaku Fest I attended. I promised never to skip a beat except for this year when we are just recovering from a lot of stuff brought by the pandemic and our budget is basically gone. So, maswerte kayo ang mga Bisaya dyan sa Cebu, no?
Very, very, very.
Very, very. So, activity lineup, you have this solo cosplay competition. We mentioned this earlier, and then you have the animation workshop, the cosplay skit workshop courtesy of Class S. Ito, Cebu's Pride, Class S. I've met them. I want to meet them again. I wish I could meet them. And then, Alicat Studio, of course. Naglalabas pa lang kayo ng parang list of exhibitors one by one, or do you already have a list already?
We already have a list. If you look at the page, actually, all of our exhibitors have already been posted, as well as our artist alley, as well as our merch con. Just tonight. Yeah.
Just tonight. Okay. So, kompleto na to. Just right with our recording. Ano? We recorded this Monday, the 31st October. It's a holiday, you know. So, yeah. Okay. We can go.
Marketing is essentially working overtime. Yeah.
basically, as someone who's in marketing, I understand. But yeah, no, you know, Alicat Studio. You guys have a lucky set of exhibitors, like Gun Plus. Like you have, I guess with Alicat's entry, you will have a photo studio inside.
Yep. That's yeah. That's right.
Nowadays kasi sikat na yung mga sumisikat yung mga cosplay photo studios. They're rising eventually just now, and that's coinciding with the fact that I can see cosplayers commuting through the MRT or through the jeep in cosplay. Some of them na nangangahas. Well, most of them do grab.
Some of them are also doing groceries.
Yes. Yeah, I can ask Lloyd if he will do groceries in cosplay at that space, ano? Kasi like J Center, the venue that you will be holding, ano? Inispoil ko na agad, ano? J Center, I've been there for ArcCon 2019, and may supermarket dyan somewhere, no?
Yeah, there is on the first floor. Yeah.
Okay, ground floor. Okay. So, aside from that, marami din mga artists dito, like. There's even con artists. Alright, so mga merch, exhibitors, you have a lot of artists, definitely. So, with that, we can check out the Otaku Fest Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ofest. And so far, meetups, do you still have, at this point, at this recording, until when yung mga meetups ninyo?
Actually, there are no more meetups. That's why we are encouraging. Yes. The last one was supposed to be yesterday, but then due to the typhoon, we have to cancel it. But, you know, for the safety of the congoers and also for our representatives of OF. So, yeah, we are encouraging people to buy through, to pay through, GCash, BPI.
So, you're accepting like online transactions na?
Yes, actually.
Okay, we're catching up with the times. Or maybe, paano ba? Kasi the last time, I've never paid GCash for events in Cebu before. So, ngayon lang talaga kayo nag-catch up on this one, and it's a good thing.
Actually, I think we had GCash before. It was not that used by the people. Right now, you know, the times are changing, so a lot of people are prefer the online payments.
Please proceed.
I also believe, I think in 2020 we did accept bank transfers during our meetups, right? We're trying our best to make things more accessible for everyone.
Sige. I'll be asking like several questions because it's been a long time since I've been to Cebu. The last time I did was in Otaku Fest 2020, actually. Just before the start of the pandemic, just ko Lord. Yeah, have you been going to events lately?
Actually, I attended the Anime Asobi, the Aniconic, those spearheaded by the CCG, because we also set up our booths there for... Ah, nice. Yeah, for the ticket selling and shirt selling.
So in regarding that, kasi nga na-mention ko na dito sa Manila, I've seen like, nabibilang pa lang naman sa kamay ng mga cosplayers na nangangahas mag-commute through the bus, MRT, through the jeep. Is it the same case in Cebu?
Actually, during the Aniconic, I found a lot of cosplayers crossing the street in Colón. I think you been there? Yeah, and then I was so shocked to see what's Kazuha doing there. You know, a Genshin character, Genshin Impact character there. I think you know him, Kazuha.
Yeah, very, very.
So I was actually doing my grocery, and then when I found someone who's cosplaying Kazuha, I'm like, why is he here? And then I remembered now. Oh, it's Aniconic in the Aniconic Mall. So I also and during the anime also be. Just like I mentioned, I was also doing my grocery there, and then I found someone cosplaying Venti from Genshin again, also doing their groceries, and I'm like, this is really funny, but at the same time, it's kind of, I'm happy to see that people are kind of getting used to cosplayers just being around.
And most likely, nagpapapicture pa sila.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It's good to hear because now, di ba in the past, parang when you cosplay, parang kayo-kayo lang, it's like an elite gathering. This was in 2000s, ano? Hindi pa ako mulat noon. And then eventually, the cosplay went mainstream in Manila and people were like, oh, ano yan? Ba't ka naka-cosplay? Sailor Moon yan? Dragon Ball? The ones they remember seeing on TV in their childhood, which is obviously limited. And then nowadays, Genshin Impact. Buong Pilipinas, Genshin Impact. Diyos ko, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diba? So, gaano karami ang Genshin Impact cosplayers sa nung mga past events? Just curious.
I think it's like around 80%. Like 70-80% of the cosplayers were really cosplaying Genshin Impact characters. And I was like, whoa, this is like, rather than like a cosplay event, it's more like Genshin Impact event.
Well, sabi ko
but
nga,
it's so, nice to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And among all those Genshin Impact cosplays, have you seen like someone na he or she catches your eye? It's a rare cosplay of someone else.
I think, you mean another Genshin Impact character?
It could be another Genshin Impact character or it could be any character outside of Genshin.
Actually, there was one.
Yes.
Yeah, there was one. It's from Peachy Peachy Peach Hanon.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really shocked to see. Yeah, I was really shocked to see like someone cosplaying that because it's been, you know, it's old but gold animes, right?
So I was
I was the only one who guessed who that character was. I told my friends that, hey, I think I know the character. And then there was, I don't know who. And, you know, it's Hanon from Mermaid Melody because the one she's cosplaying is the uniform, the human version of Hanon, not the, you know, mermaid because she can't walk with the tail. So, yeah, I think that's one of the rarest cosplay that I've seen so far from the past events that I have.
And therefore, lumalabas na po ang edad natin. Mabak! Ayun nga, no? So, you have a lot of events, day one and day two. You also have like an animation workshop. But you have details about the animation workshop?
Yeah, so the animation workshop, it's going to be handled by EM Toons, if I'm not mistaken, their names. They will be handling our animation workshop. It will be going through for, I believe, both days for November 12 and 13. And it will be, I also believe it should be a full day workshop so that everyone and anyone can experience what it's like being in the, being a part of 2D animation teams, as well as getting some samples and demos from people who are in the industry, specifically for 2D. So yeah, it's. I hope that people do get to enjoy that workshop.
Nice, nice, and looking forward there because I'll ask Lloyd to capture some moments there. Sige. Last topic na to, no? We've talked about the Otaku Fest. We talk about Genshin. I believe Genshin is this year's theme, right? Or not yet?
This year's theme is actually, I believe, has it been posted by marketing yet, Althea?
I don't think so.
Okay, we can put that off the record.
Yes.
what we can say that it isn't Genshin, Unfortunately, it is not Genshin Impact. Genshin.
Just I was assuming. My assumption was wrong. I am sorry.
It's completely fine. But it is not Genshin Impact. It is something.
Not Genshin Impact.
Yeah, it is something a bit more more personal, I guess, to us as organizers. It's something it could be summarized in a word, but that word, I guess, would be maybe a bit later on. We'll be telling it on.
Yeah. Maybe next week after this podcast is posted, ano, malaman natin yan, ano, kung ano. Well, you can check out the Facebook for that. Okay. Sige, we still have a few minutes left, so I'd like to sneak this in. Of course, we go back to VTubers. You guys, are you interested in VTubers?
I am, yeah.
Well, good. Who are you watching?
Right now?
Right now.
I'm a Niji Sanji EN type of guy.
Let's go.
So I watch Nina Kosaka.
She's
I also watch Elira and of course Millie.
Of course, Melinda. Okay, and yun nga, no? Really interesting. How, like, among the events that you've visited lately, gaano karami yung interesado sa VTubers, from your assumption?
From my assumption, I guess, from based on what I've seen, I think a lot of people really are interested in VTubers.
Wow.
Because here in Cebu, you can see some people cosplaying some VTubers here and there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Siguro isa sa mga pinaka natatandaan kong cosplayer who's also a singer and was cosplaying Hoshimachi Suisei. Like, in Kawaii Expo, I've seen posts from Facebook about Rena of Strawberry Race Cars.
Yeah, yeah. I've also seen those posts. Yeah, on Twitter as well. There's a lot of them on Twitter.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kaya nga, I really, 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 really want to be there. And God willing, matapos yung schedule so I can make batsi-batsi. You know? I can get out. God willing, I still have time to secure my spot. Pero for the meantime, let's just assume na hindi ako makakapunta. Mahirap na.
Well, don't worry. We'll get you a spot. Don't worry about that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, instead of me, you can have Lloyd, my good friend Lloyd, also from CCG, who's also one of our partners. And aside from, of course, Gary, who's been with Keepsakes for so long since 2016 pa nga, if I believe. Yeah. So yeah. In that regard, let me pull up the final question. Any final message to all the listeners of this episode before the Otaku Fest weekend happens?
Oh, I'll go first, Kim?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So hello to every congoer out there listening, especially in Cebu. If you are missing the bustling noises and fun interaction with fellow congoers, this is your sign to come and enjoy Otaku Fest 2022. If you have FOMO, I don't think you wouldn't like to miss this year's Otaku Fest. Go, Kim!
So, what we want to say to our congoers is stay safe, continue practicing social distancing, and we'd love to see you at Otaku Fest. You'll never know what you're going to get unless you step through our OF doors.
Yes!
Alright, once again, Otaku Fest 2022 will be happening at...
Jay Center Mall. November 12 to 13.
All right, November 12 to 13. Save those spots, get your tickets, and we will be seeing you there. Remotely. In that case, thank you very much, Kiev and Altea. Again, Kiev Marken Kang and Altea Angela Rubio. I hope I didn't put your names well.
No.
Alright, good. And salamat kayo sa pagsali nyo dito sa episode. And once again, for my end, it's jayagonoy.xyz. Also, I also do VTuber news on NewsDrop. That's news.kawa.moe. That's kawa.moe. And with that said, thank you very much for listening. See ya!
Bye!
Keepsakes is an official media partner for Otaku Fest 2022.